He was tired of chasing a ghost. More than once, he told himself she was a figment of his overactive imagination, or a hallucination caused by too many blows to his head. That some 300-pound bruiser by the name of Rudolph or Hans had rescued him, not a delicate-as-air blonde angel named Ghost. But she wasn't a figment. He'd felt her, touched her, smelled her, and he couldn't get her out of his head. On his return from Brazil, he'd launched two investigations. One was to determine who else had been involved in his abduction other than Victor Limes. The other was to find his mysterious rescuer. The investigation into his abduction had taken less than a week. Limes, working with two of the hotel employees where Lucas had been staying, had seen an opportunity and taken it. The plan had been to ransom him and split the earnings. The two conspirators had confessed immediately when confronted by the authorities. The two men Lucas had killed in Brazil had apparently been locals Victor had hired there. The case was wrapped up quickly, neatly, quietly. The second investigation hadn't gone as well. It was as if the young woman who'd aided in his rescue didn't even exist.
"Kane, do you agree?"
Lucas jerked his head around. Staring out the window like a daydreaming bored employee didn't exactly inspire confidence. The 20 executive members of Kane Industries stared at him as if he had a third eye.
"Yes, the takeover should go through without a hitch. Just make sure we have jobs for everyone."
He made a pointed stare at Stanley Humphreys.
"If I hear that even one worker was displaced, heads will not be the only body parts rolling."
The stiff nod of agreement was belied by the mutinous expression on Humphreys' face. Lucas noted it, adding to his growing list of concerns. The man had become increasingly belligerent and uncooperative over the last few months. Lucas knew he was going to have to do something about him, soon. Though Humphreys wasn't a member of the executive board, he'd been with Kane Industries for well over 30 years and had earned his spot in making decisions. However, Lucas had become aware of recent shortcuts and mismanagements that the man was directly responsible for. When Lucas had taken over his family's empire, he'd been determined to do a few things differently. That included making sure no one was adversely impacted as Kane Enterprises thrived. Humphreys apparently didn't like that concept. Lucas needed to make a decision about the man's involvement in future projects. Times like this, he wished for his father's tough-minded decision-making. Lucas could kick ass and kill with the best of them, but when it came to dealing with wayward employees, he was at somewhat of a loss. Harbin Nichols, CFO of Kane Industries, stood.
"I think that about wraps up everything we needed to review with you, Lucas. Anything else that comes up, we can go through your assistance. When do you leave for your trip?"
His mind occupied between finding a ghost and disciplining an employee, Lucas answered with a careless, "A few hours," and then was silent. He knew they stared at him for several seconds before they made their way out of the room. Being distracted wasn't good for morale. A distracted leader led to uncertainty in his employees. He'd worry about that when he returned. Now he needed to get on his flight to Paris and talk with the one man he believed could help him.